Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, thank you for your precious presence with us. Thank you for your precious people. We honor you, dear Lord, for your precious word. We pray that, Lord, your people will never be the same, but you impact us with the word of the living God. We honor you. We exalt your word above ourselves, above our problems. Lord, we honor you even in your word this moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to continue to speak on the subject we started last week. And I want to break it into a subject I've entitled Look and Live. Last week we looked at the bigger picture and I broke the message into two. There are two ways of seeing life generally and your life in particular. The first way is God's viewpoint, and the second way is man's viewpoint. I call God's viewpoint of your life the bigger picture. And man's perspective of your life is the smaller picture. God gave us the Bible that we will see life from his viewpoint. In other words, we will see the bigger picture. And it is necessary to have God's viewpoint about life and about your life in particular. That is why you have the Bible. Say after me, I have the Bible. Let's all say it, I have the Bible. So that I can see things the way God sees them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when we come to church, we should give you the bigger picture. Because the bigger picture is different from the everyday perspectives of life. And it is not easy to see the big picture in the day-to-day vicissitudes of life, the troubles of life. All that you see is your trouble. And you get forgetful that God is up to something in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important to see the big picture about your life. Otherwise, you will give too much power and attention to what you are going through. And those things, when you focus on the smaller picture, is going to minister doubt, is going to minister discouragement and low-spiritedness to you. So as we go through the troubles of life and the day-to-day activities of life, we must learn to look up. Because the bigger picture is the way that you should see in order to overcome the problems of life and not succumb to it. Now, last week I took you on a journey. And we ended up saying that the bigger picture is the glory of Jesus that you should see. Because seeing Jesus induces the transformational work of the Holy Spirit. So as we see the glory of Jesus, the Holy Spirit gets into action to transform our lives to become like the picture, the vision we are seeing. That was from our text last week in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse
18.
Today, I want us to look at Numbers chapter 21. And then verse 4-9. Numbers chapter 21. Numbers is in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and then you come to Numbers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll read from verse
4.
I want you all to get there. Are we set? Then they journeyed from Mount Har by the way of the Red Sea.
Now, one more to Kwanfi Makha, and man, no more nam epokokono.
To go around the land of Edom.
Say, Baya, one more beko afa Edom asasiso.
And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way.
Now, man, one more kono, and nipano ekra ebo erehoye.
Because God was taking them through a long cut. There was a shortcut to the promised land. But God did not take them on that route. In your life, God will take you on a route that if you do not take care, your soul becomes weary. Because you wonder, what is happening to my life? Why am I on this course? Why am I going through what I'm going through?
Hallelujah. Amen.
But you must know whatever thing that you go through, that God is up to something in your life. So Israel was discouraged.
And into Israel no more.
And this is a result of their discouragement.
Now when the central na
verse 5. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? What painful words to say to God and to say to Moses. For there is no food and no water. And our soul loathes or hates this worthless bread. Hard words. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people. And many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent.
Now, what
and set it on a pole. And it shall be that everyone who is beaten, when he looks, when he looks at it, shall live. This is where I took my text from, look and live. He didn't say do anything. He just said look and live. Isn't that great? He didn't say work. He didn't say put medicine on it. He didn't say perform something, do something about your sickness. He just said look and live. Tell the person sitting by you, look and live. Verse 9, let's end it. So Moses made a bronze scepter. And put it on a pole. And so it was. If the serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is this bronze serpent. On the cross, Jesus Christ was made a curse. The serpent is a symbol of a curse. And he says that just look at the curse so that you will be blessed. I don't understand why people make things very difficult for the children of God. Because they give us an impression that when you dream and you see a serpent, you've seen the devil.
No.
A serpent equals the devil. If you see a snake, you have seen something bad. Me, when I see a snake, it's Jesus. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As God said, we should look at that cursed serpent. So that you will live. You know, the Old Testament is about seeing yourself. The Old Testament is about seeing your wretchedness. That is why God gave us a law. Romans chapter 7, verse 7. Romans, if the law had not come, we would not have the knowledge of sin. So the Ten Commandments and all of the many laws, hundreds of laws that was given to Israel, it was just to reveal the wretchedness of human beings.
So
the moment you focus on yourself
and
your performance, you have placed yourself under the law. I'll say it again. The Old Testament is about seeing yourself and your wretchedness. When man sinned, the first thing man realized was that he was naked. Because the fall of man made us to look at ourselves and not to look away from ourselves. So when you focus on yourself and your performance, you are a Christian in 2012, but you are living in the Old Testament.
Not just we are Christian here, no, we are Christian in them.
When you see your wretchedness, you have placed yourself under the law.
And I know what the work was said, and
let's take it a little further. The moment you think that God looks at you,
Based
on your performance, you have come under the law.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Instead of looking towards what Jesus has done, many people are looking at what they have done and what they have not done. But the New Testament of grace is about seeing Jesus. It's not about looking at yourself. It is about looking away from yourself. God wants us to look away from our wretchedness to look at His solution.
Now when Yami Pesa Yabetu Yahu F say Yasha Yahu and Sade Yahu Entifa Nemomia Shakuya Wafa Swabe Boye Ama Yahu Entin.
So we must always look and focus on Jesus.
And it then you know say Yashani Adri and the Yesu so.
Because Jesus is the bigger picture of yourself. He is God's perspective of you. That is why God says that keep looking at Him. In order to know yourself, in order to know how God looks at you, you must look at Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We came from Him. We learned that last week. Ephesians 1:4. We were chosen in Him, not in Adam. Our real origin was in Jesus before we were put in the loins of Adam. And we are going to end up in Jesus. So you must see your beginning in Jesus, and you must see your end in Jesus. Because Jesus is the bigger picture of you. When you are hurt and you are suffering in life, it is easy to look at your suffering. It is natural because you are in pain, you are in trouble. So when the serpent bit one of the Jews, when a serpent bites you right now, do you know what you will do? You will hold your legs and look at the sore. You won't look away from your trouble. You will not look away from your pain. You will always focus on your wound and your trouble and your suffering. But the Bible is telling us that in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of the vicissitudes of life, when it is like everybody is watching you because you are in big trouble, don't look at your trouble. Don't look at the serpent bite. Look away to the cross. Look at the cross of Jesus. Because that is a bigger picture God is always looking at. If you want what you are going through, the troubles, the kind of pressure you are under to abate, and the venom of the devil that has entered your body and traveling through your veins, if you want it to die, the troubles that the demon spirits are bringing to your children and your family and your work and your life, if you want it to obey, in spite of the trouble, learn to look at the fiery
hallelujah.
Serpent on the cross.
Hallelujah. So
God is always looking at Jesus in dealing with you. I will say it again. God is always looking at Jesus in dealing with your life. So you
need
to look at what God is looking at. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God sees that Jesus carried your sins. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:6b that God laid on him the iniquity of us all. Iniquity is talking about future uncommitted sin. He put them all upon the Lord Jesus.
Now we can call Isaiah my tears, yes, your bonny pie, young year, ya, bean, son, ya, bayon po. Now coupon as a son in the good Christos. So
he carried your sin, so you should not carry it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only that, but God sees Jesus as somebody who carried the punishment of your sins.
Now when you go to who Christ said,
he carried the consequences for your sins. There are many believers who are carrying the consequence of their sins. But God says that if you look at Jesus, who carried the punishment for your sins, then the punishment of whatever thing that you are going through, your family is going through, in your finances, in your marriage, whatever it is, it will abate.
Now, yes, you see, so we shall not, we may not join in cause we swear we catch ya. Now we will be with Christ. So we say, on that swear we born in here, swear catch ya, here swear so clean in our dia. And you know, we from we fear no abra bomono. You know to be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He carried all of the punishments for our sins.
Now so clean, now can we born this thing in our swear?
That is why when you look at him, God only corrects you now.
And nothing as I wish Christ to die, and then you come back to
he cannot punish you because somebody took the punishment.
Oh, to me, she was so beautiful, so beautiful, so cheddar.
And he says that when you look at the cross, there will be a correction of whatever thing you are going through. It will not carry on from day to day. It has to end.
Yes.
You don't need to suffer just because a wrong thing that you did last year or last 2 years or a disobedience of 10 years ago. Jesus carried that sin. He carried the punishment for that sin. You should not go on reaping what you sowed. No, there is mercy. There is grace that rejoices against judgment. You are suffering for nothing, I'm telling you. God says that look up and live.
Now, Abia, now what do you want to say? Why you be being a fear chairman? And to me, we from we are fear, near we are no one so tree. And I bonnet be away and when you coupon what you are car. Was this a woman done when you know what Christo dear? And you know, you coupon a woman born about our soul. Sadia no Yamibama SC. Now, when Yamiba treat you, the West in the quantum pound the soul. And to me, you are by me, you are by my papa. My first sad dungeon into says, I say, Christo, I fear you. Shall cross and shall ascend you. Now when Yamete Nsiano Babania Ufemun.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The sin of the people of Israel was murmuring against God and against Moses.
Now Bonia Israel for you and say, one more cassette when Yamiani Mose.
The punishment was snakes biting them for them to die.
na asotwe aba wo mo so ni se wo wo beka wo mu mu awu.
But God said that if they looked at the fiery serpent upon
the pool, the sin is over. And
the punishment is over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is looking at Jesus in dealing with you. Looking at Jesus is going to activate grace to end the sufferings that are in our lives.
Amen.
As a result of our memories, as a result of our disobedience, as a result of whatever thing that you may have done, that your ancestors may have done, that you may have done yesterday, provided you are going to look at what Jesus Christ has done, it is going to have grace activated for your situation.
Hallelujah.
To come to an end.
Hallelujah. And it is a woman, young quadja, woman, auto, and when you are from a son, ya, why, yentia, when I mean, she just a woman, she crystal. Now, so when you are crystal, dear, now we do when you see crystal, so dear, and you're not dear, who from you now, on your me by you, if you are now, now when you are auto.
Tell the person sitting by you, see the bigger picture. Tell the person, see the bigger picture. Look at what God is looking at. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 5.
Galatians 4.
And then verse 4. You have become estranged from Christ.
Was it what you who every Christ?
Can you see the seriousness of this thing? Paul is talking to Christians.
Now, Paul, no, near Christopher, near Casa.
Is it possible for a Christian to be estranged, move away from Jesus?
And I'm be such a Christian, you're better to me, Abase. Obey, you who every Christopher,
yes, if you don't focus and look at the cross, you have moved away from Jesus.
Say, wow, share Christo. Any asin we are so dear. Any know what you have for Christo?
The King James version of the Bible says that Christ has become of no effect to you. Because the suffering that you bore, you are suffering that suffering. What effect is Christ in your life then?
How now a family brand our family was semi-ano sono? What a daswa goosua was so? And tell you, mamma, you are semi-ano sono. What's he saying?
Let's finish it.
Mumma,
you who attempt to be justified by law or by your performance.
Who are what Jaya was say? We do masso, and now one cast out the one who are dear baby, and that is why
you have fallen from grace.
And then, no way, I don't know.
You cannot have the graciousness of God coming to you. Because your focus is on your performance and your efforts in this life.
And
you are a believer, but you have forgotten about cross and what it stands for in your life. And you are no more applying the cross and the work of Jesus to your life. The grace of God is induced when we look and we see Jesus Christ. John chapter 3.
Johannes Empatimiansa.
And then verse 14.
Chichemudu 9.
John chapter 3, verse 14.
Johannes Empatimiansa Chichemudu 9.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And this lifting up is talking about the cross. John chapter 6.
Johannes Empatinsia.
And then verse 40. And this is the will of him who sent me.
Now when in here Osuma Menepe.
This is the will of God who sent Jesus.
When you on your pompe our Osuma Christ.
That everyone
so
who sees the Son and believes in him, they have everlasting life. And I will raise him up. God says that he wants us to see the Son and believe in the Son.
Now when you go pass over, say you who obano na yaji obani di.
See Jesus Christ on the cross and believe in what it means in your life.
We Yesu wa semia no so na jidi e wo kwan a wo fa so jidi wo wa babom.
The seeing of Jesus is not a physical one.
Na sa ehui enya dia wo di wani wa na ehu.
It is seeing Jesus with the eyes of your heart.
Eni sa wo Yesu e wo wani wa akumemu.
In the Greek, the word translated see the Son, sees the Son, is the word intensively acknowledge the Son.
Wo Greek mu no ya ka se hwe oba na eni se
another meaning is to intensively spectate the Son.
And it say, "Wobe shun we wani so se obanini."
It is not a casual look.
And yes, I won't shower keke.
It is a fixing of your gaze, an intensive acknowledgement, an active acknowledgement of Jesus Christ.
And it say, "Wobe wani." Wakuma wajuni nina ebe si Kristo so.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other Kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.